All your needs. Yes, God will supply all your needs. Often the problem we have with God's provision is that it is not on our timetable. We want God to jump when we ask. Paul was not living in luxury when he wrote this verse in Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In much of Paul's ministry, he had little. He often worked so as not to be a burden to those he was ministering to. A few verses before this, he states, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. God will supply all your needs. The problem many of us have is that we don't know what we need. Often we believe that we need material things when what we really need is spiritual. Sometimes physical and spiritual needs are intertwined. There are times when we ask God for something that we want right now and we feel like God is not listening. He is listening to you all the time. His timing is not always what you want, but what you need. I want to share with you one of my personal experiences. My marriage to Reba ended after 54 years with her going on to be with Jesus. We had worked together in different ministries as the Lord guided us, but always as a team. It was hard for me to keep my focus working by myself. I needed someone to pray with and to help me write. After working alone for about a year, I realized it was time to take my needs to God. That night, I asked God for a wife and helpmate to help me with the online ministry. He answered the very next day. The next morning when I started processing my mail, I had a message from Carol saying she had read one of my articles. She made it clear that I did not need to respond to her message. She just wanted to tell me she liked what I said. I was living in Texas. She was living in Virginia. We had never met or corresponded before. Yet the Holy Spirit impressed upon me that she was the answer to my specific prayer. Yes, I did question. I did not know what she looked like or anything else about her. Could this crazy idea just pop into my head? How could I convince her that she was to marry me? God worked it all out over the next few months. He convinced both of us that we were to marry and work together. That was a few years ago now, and we no longer have any questions that God put us together for a special purpose. So does God always answer prayers in such a way? No. I can tell you that many times I have spent months or even years before I received an answer. Most of my prayers have not been answered immediately, and many times I have been thankful that they were not. I had prayed wrong. At times, God gave me the wisdom to be thankful that He said no to some of my requests. So, brother, our sister, be patient waiting upon the Lord. He will supply all your need in His timing. I am a witness to God's faithfulness. Over the past 81 years, I have seen Him answer both my prayers and my dreams. Trust Him. He does not change. He answers prayers and always has. God is the one thing that never changes. Jesus is faithful and true in all things.